Something for the weekend, and Aoife Corley is here from ReproMed, and we're into week two on our fertility series. Now, we're just saying how you still love one born every minute on telly, even though this is the day job that hasn't put you off. So Aoife, we touched on this before, the topic of egg freezing, but we really jumped over it, so I want to get more details. And this is definitely something that a lot of women will consider if they're maybe starting off in their career, maybe they're not sure down the line whether they want to have children or not. It's definitely something worth considering, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the technique of cryopreservation is what the freezing word is. It's been around for quite a while, but it's improved so much in the last couple of years that this really is a much more viable option than it was even 10 years ago.
It used to be a real American thing, wasn't it? You know, you'd see it on Friends or something like that years ago, and you would never think that somebody in Ireland would be interested.
No, it's a very new thing in Ireland, in Irish society, not only egg freezing, but of women actually taking control of their reproductive health and making the decisions that are right for them, not because of societal pressures or, you know, parents, family, everything like that. So it is, we do see more and more women coming in who are making that informed decision to take control of their own fertility and their reproductive health.
Is there a perfect age then, Aoife, to go and get the egg freezing done? When are your eggs really in their prime?
Well, honestly, you know, late teens, early 20s, but we're not going to have too many people coming in at that stage. The general kind of advice is to freeze as soon as you can. And we have women up to kind of late 30s, very early 40s freezing eggs. But we do know if we freeze them before we're 35, they do tend to have better cumulative results.
And then what happens? So talk me through the procedure.
So essentially, when you undertake an egg freezing cycle, it is an IVF cycle without the fertilization bit. So you would be prescribed medications that would stimulate your ovaries to try and produce as many follicles as possible. When we reach a stage where the follicles are a certain size and we know that they're likely to contain mature eggs, we schedule an egg collection. So that's a very straightforward procedure. It's done under sedation generally. We do sedation in our clinic. The woman will have 20 minutes maximum, really, that it's like having an ultrasound done, a transvaginal ultrasound, but there's a very fine needle path into the ovaries via the cervix, and the follicles that are seen on scan are emptied. So it's the fluid that we can see on scan. When it's drained, they're brought by test tube into the lab where they're checked to see if there's eggs actually inside them. So the eggs we can't see on scan, the follicles we can. So once all the follicles have been drained, the eggs have been collected and counted, they're then assessed to see if they're mature or not, because not all eggs collected are going to be mature. And any of them that are will be frozen for future use. So the freezing method is something called vitrification. It's a fast freezing method. And basically they're put into a little straw, plunged into liquid nitrogen, and they are then able to be frozen indefinitely for future use.
Okay, indefinitely. Wow. And are they kept here in Ireland or are they sent off somewhere?
They're kept here in Ireland in the clinics, yeah. So they're huge big jewers in our lab that are, you know, when you open the top of them, you get the smoky from the liquid ice coming out, and that's what they're kept.
Like the mad professor kind of thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then how much is that to get done?
Egg freezing, it costs around about €3,000, depending on health insurance. Some people will be able to claim some of the money back. The VHI, for example, with ReproMed do cover a portion of the cost. And then, yeah, about €3,000 to have the procedure done. The first year of storage is included. And then after that, there's a storage fee per year. It's around €300.
Now, you've decided then, you've come to the point, you're now 36, and you'd like to use those eggs that you froze all those years ago. I mean, would you be saying, yeah, use those? Or would you say, well, try and get pregnant with the ones that you have currently?
Definitely both options have been, you know, recommended to patients depending on circumstance. So if you froze for social reasons a couple of years ago, so you're just postponing pregnancy, then, you know, a fertility check to see where you're standing now, would it be an option to try yourself naturally, or would it be an option to maybe do an IVF cycle and either add in those frozen eggs or leave them there for future use if you needed to. If you froze for medical reasons, so say you were having, you know, chemotherapy is one that comes to mind. You froze eggs before treatment. They would generally be used. You wouldn't try it with your own eggs at that stage because your ovarian reserve is probably diminished.
Okay, okay. Talk to me then about egg donation. Another thing that I learned on One Born Every Minute. One of the midwives was saying that she'd done it loads of times. I didn't know whether that was done in Ireland or not.
It is done in Ireland. Now, the eggs themselves aren't Irish. That's the only thing.
Okay.
So in Reprimand, we have an egg donation program with a sister clinic of ours, which is located in Finland. And basically how the program works with us is you come to us, egg donation is recommended for whatever reason. Generally, Trina, it's to do with maternal age. So we generally see egg donation patients kind of 40 and above who have tried to conceive for years, maybe have had fertility treatment. Sometimes we'll see people that are younger that have a syndrome where they either don't have ovaries or they have premature ovarian failure. But the program itself then, what generally happens is if the woman is in a couple and the man's sperm is, you know, suitable for use, the man will freeze a sample of sperm here in Ireland. That is then shipped to the clinic in Finland. The egg donor goes through an IVF cycle there where she's stimulated. Her eggs are collected. Then they're inseminated with the partner sperm. The fertilized eggs are cultured to embryo stage where the blastocysts generally about day 5 and day 6 of their life. And then they're frozen. And it's frozen embryos we bring back here to Ireland. And then we plan what we call a frozen embryo transfer cycle with their receiving mother. And hopefully she gets pregnant.
And then how long is that process from beginning to end?
It can vary. So signing up for the egg donation program and freezing the sperm and getting that shipped out, that can take a couple of weeks. It's the recruitment then of the donor that might take some time. So what we do is we generally try to match the intending mother and father to the donor. So physical characteristics. So if you have brown hair, blue eyes, light coloured skin, we try to find someone similar to fit your phenotype. And that process can take a little while, because we need to get a good match for you. It can be as quick as, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. It can be a couple of months. And then as soon as a donor is recruited, we then need to find out when she's available to donate. So it might be a case that this donor has been found for you, but she isn't going to be able to undergo her cycle for another 2 months. So we'll have timelines in place as soon as we know a donor has been recruited. But in general, you'd probably be looking at, from your first walk through the clinic looking for egg donation treatment to having a transfer done, could be 4 to 6 months.
And I take it it's not a case of, you know, your sister says she'll donate to you and that can be done?
Some clinic will do sister-to-sister donation. We don't do it in Reprimand at the moment. A lot of people, you know, depend on circumstances, actually don't want to use that option. They prefer to use a donor that's unknown to them. But some people do choose to go down that route.
Do you know what? You know so much about this. I never catch you out or put you on the spot. That's the great thing about this fertility miniseries. Aoife Corley there from ReproMed. We might do something on women and the ages that women are getting pregnant at, because like you said, there's a baby boom on the way, and I would imagine there are women later and later in life getting pregnant. So I'd love to talk to you about that the next time, maybe, Aoife. Thanks so much for coming on today. You take care, won't you?
Thanks, Trina. You too.
Oh, Aoife, before you go, better give out the details, how we can contact you.
So ReproMed's website is www.reproMed.ie. If you go on there, you'll find a section for new patients where you can find a triage form. If you fill that out in line, one of our patient administrators will be back to you within a couple of days.
Okay, you're so good. Thanks so much, Aoife. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.